We had similar hats called a deputy hat back in the 70s and the 80s, transitioned to a campaign type hat. A lot of people called it Smokey the Bear hat back in the 80s and the 90s. Deputies didn't really like those back then, and they kind of slowly went away. They wouldn't wear them. Most recently, you know, we've been concerned about deputies being out for long periods of time in the sun, in the rain, other elements, and being able to provide them some protection. So we've been doing some research and different possibilities out there. So we decided on this Western-style sheriff's hat. Everyone really seemed to like it, really wanted to wear it. So that's what we ended up going with. A little different look, but not every deputy. We don't have it as a policy that it's mandatory that they have to wear them, but certainly we provide this to them as an option for those that want some protection. If they got to be out in the sun for a long period of time, breaking traffic or being out in the rain or something like that. But they're actually just a few dollars cheaper than what we were paying for the Smokey the Bear hat. Just a little over $100 for each hat. A surprise that I've learned from them, they've actually turned out, I think, to be a little bit of a morale booster, because the deputies just seem to really enjoy it. They really like them.